joined now by TSU Athletics Director, Dr. Mickey Allen. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that's the question. How you doing?
It's not about us. It's about you, Dr. Allen.
No, man, it's a great day to be a TSU Tiger, man, the Big Blue. I say we rocking a little bit now in Nashville.
What's the mood like on campus? I mean, you know, the whole town is buzzing about the Eddie George hire and, you know, what it could mean not only for TSU and HBCUs, but also the city of Nashville, who absolutely, as you know, loves this guy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Eddie George is Nashville's guy. He's one of their football heroes, and he's just done a great job after his career just, you know, really ingratiating himself with the city of Nashville. He's always been available. He's done, you know, philanthropic, you know, he's had efforts there, and he's also, you know, done camps with kids. Man, he's a crowd favorite, I'd say, and it's just so exciting that he's a part of our family now, the Big Blue family.
Well, Dr. L, I guess the question is, how did this all come about?
Well, it started several weeks ago, and, you know, we decided we need to go in another direction. Hats go off to Rod Reed and his tenure at Tennessee State, being an alum. You know, he poured his energy and into the athletics program and the football department. But, you know, I just felt that going forward, we need to get back to our standard of excellence, and that's winning championships. We've always had championship pedigree from, you know, coaches, players, and, you know, it's important that we get back to that championship way. And so in doing that, you know, I felt we needed a leader that played on championship teams, just understood the process of building a winning culture and being part of winning culture. You know, Eddie was a part of that at Ohio State. He was a part of that being a, you know, one of the captains for the Titans. So, you know, we're hearing, oh, well, he hadn't coached, but he, in a way he has, you know, in terms of all of his off-field endeavors and different things that he's tackled as a CEO and putting his staff together in terms of his businesses. And, you know, so that's the approach that I'm looking for, a CEOS type head coach that has a wealth of experience as a football mind, but can assemble and put together a staff that can be highly effective in the OVC conference.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone is a consensus that Eddie's going to surround himself by the people that he needs to surround himself by in every step of the way. And I think I think that's the consensus when anyone think, well, he hasn't coached. Well, you know, Eddie's smart enough to figure it out.
Right. And I thought you brought up a great point yesterday, Greg. He's smart enough to know what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he's going to find out, you know, what he doesn't know and put people in place so he can know what he needs to know, if that makes any sense, Dr. Allen, as I ramble on.
No, we got it.
That's why there's not the doctor in front of my name, sir.
No, but no, we're all articulated, to say the least, my man. You guys are great. But no, Eddie, we've seen Eddie right in that analyst role, right, on College mm-hmm. Game Day, on Fox. And so you're really taking, and he's done things here around the Titans and, you know, game plans and, you know, schemes. So, you know, we've seen him articulate it, but now, you know, he's just going to carry that out and transfer that knowledge on the sideline. Obviously, he'll be working very extensively with that running back group, right? I think he knows a little bit about that. But you know, we've gone over staff and fit in terms of the assistant coaches, and I think when this all rolls out, we'll have one of the most dynamic staffs in college football, not just in the FCS and OVC. So I'm excited about the prospect of that. You know, and Eddie, we align in terms of our vision, and you look at the brand image and likeness that's going to come down from the NCAA. And you know, the name and image and likeness, nobody knows that better than Eddie George, right? How to build a brand and why it's important after sports. And so we align in terms of our vision on what we want to pour in and invest in terms of our young people being prepared to succeed in life after football. That's highly important to me. I wrote my dissertation on athletic identity and, you know, some of those factors that – that weigh heavily on somebody's ability to transfer, you know, and use those transferable skills, life skills, leadership skills, and transition effectively into life after sports retirement. So that's what I know that Eddie's going to be able to deliver as well. So I'm just so excited for our student athletes, not just our football student athletes, but all of our other student athletes as well. I think this energy and what he's going to bring to the table to our kids is just going to it's going to transfer into them and their sports. And then when you look at the university at large, man, we've been on every national publication. We've been everywhere over the last couple of days, and that's always good to just expose the brand. TSU is a great university, has a lot to offer from majors and our different colleges. So we got an initiative, man, to get our enrollment numbers just skyrocketed, and so this all plays into the university and the student body at large. So this is fantastic.
Dr. Mickey Allen, TSU Athletics Director, with us this morning. Deion Sanders at Jackson State. We had an expert on last hour who covers the NFL and colleges, and he said that Jackson State arguably just had the greatest FCS recruiting class ever. We now hear people like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, that want to come and coach HBCUs. The resurgence of HBCUs right now, and with opening the season, TSU will open the season against Grambling in the Black College Football Hall of Fame game up at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm gonna get to that second weekend in a minute, okay? Because I don't think you're gonna be able to even get into Memphis that second weekend. But just the resurgence now, and you're talking about the branding, but the HBCU brand and the OVC brand, how it works hand in hand.
Yeah, we're in a unique, we're unique in terms of the other HBCUs. We obviously, we're a member of the OVC, but we also are a prominent HBCU institution. So we have our heritage there, and we have our classics, our staple classic between Jackson State and TSU is always well attended in Memphis at the Southern Heritage Classic. And like you said, it's going to be bananas this year. But they go, our position is, me and Eddie, we talked about it. We know who's at the top of the mountain in terms of FCS football, and that's North Dakota State, right? So we have a goal of winning championships and not only OVC championships, but we have a goal of winning national titles at the FCS level. So we have a plan in place, but we also want to be a dominant HBCU. So when we have an opportunity to play the Gramblins, the Jackson States, the North Carolina A&Ts, FAMU, we want to have a product when we get in between the lines where our kids, they're prepared in between the ears, they're prepared physically as well. And, they know what we want to accomplish from an X and O standpoint. So our recruiting profile right now, we're going to recruit nationally. We have goals and we're very, very in tune to the talent here in Nashville, Tennessee, and surrounding counties. So we want to put a fence around Nashville, really get in the hallways of some of these great high school programs, both public and private, being at Tennessee and from this area. I played at Tennessee, but also played at Brentwood Academy. So I know the landscape of high school football here. It's obviously grown since I played, but, when I was working in pharmaceuticals, I was also cameoing as a defensive back coach. So I was a high school coach at one point in time. So I know that high school coaches want their student athletes to have an opportunity to play in state, and why not Tennessee State? And so we're going to be hitting the ground hard, making that connectivity between, people that have 7-on-7 teams and some of these prominent high school coaches. And there are a lot of them. And we're excited about doing that. So there's a lot. But I'll say this, we have a lot of respect for what they've done at Jackson State, and Deion really getting in this space, bringing a lot of national attention to JSU, and they've done a phenomenal job. You say, is this a copy hire? No, this hire really fits us I was looking for someone that had great relationships in this footprint. I was looking for someone that had championship DNA. We were looking for someone that could communicate effectively, get people to buy in to the vision. And Eddie George brings all of that and more. He's the full package, man, the real deal, holy field. And we're just so excited to have this this knockout punch, so to speak, associated with such a illustrious brand, the Tennessee State University.
Can I tell you, should I tell him my line about Deion and Eddie? John.
Yeah. You're so proud of it. You should.
Well, you know, you know when you go recruiting, Dr. Allen, you want to get favor with the mother, especially of a recruit. And but I just said that, the mother would want to party with Deion, but she would want to marry Eddie.
Uh-oh. You might be spot on. Like, yeah, man. They both have charm, but yeah, so you marry Eddie and get down with Deion.
with Eddie for the long run.
Right. But how about that walking in your home, man? There's not many Heisman trophy winners, man. We were, somewhere around almost 40. But, hey, when one, they got this, the Nick Saban rule might allow coaches to go in homes here in the near future. But, man, how about that walking in your home and really talking about the pros of attending TSU and being a part of what we're about to build. This is that's just phenomenal. I just put myself back in the shoes of a 17-year-old when I was 17 years old, and just having someone that was the best player in college football being able to say, hey, come here, believe in me. If you have aspirations of playing at the next level, I can get you there. I have the relationships, the resources, but I'm also going to bring you in our program and teach you how to be a man of integrity, a man that can take all the skills, and we're at Tennessee State going to be a launch pad for your success after sports. Man, that's a phenomenal message, and hopefully it's going to resound across the country no matter what your star is.
Dr. Mickey Allen is our guest, the AD over at Tennessee State. Dr. Allen, my colleague at News Channel 5, Steve Lehman, I believe, asked you the question. There's been rumblings about, the lack of resources for the football program at Tennessee State. Recruiting budget, no summer school, that kind of thing. You seem to indicate, as did Dr. Glover, that steps will be made to kind of improve resources with the football program. How committed are you to doing that, and especially now with Eddie George as your head coach, and what will be the plans going forward?
Yes, that's a great question, and we sat at the table and we were really strategic in terms of really outlining what the resources would look like in areas of strength and conditioning, nutrition, mental health and wellness. We're in this pandemic space. So
if I could jump in for just a second, Dr. Allen, I mean, you look at Eddie George yesterday. I mean, he looks like he's in about as good a shape as any of your players will be. So I would imagine the physical fitness of your players will be paramount, no? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to throw that in.
Hey man, he's piped up. As you say,
the guns were blazing yesterday.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see him in the sand pit working out with our kids. He said, "Hey, Doc, I know I heard you're a big time lifter on that '98 team." I said, "Hey, man, we'll both get in there, man." But we look forward to that. But how many head coaches could look like that, man? I tell you what. But no, to get back to the resources, leadership, Dr. Glover, she spoke on it yesterday, is paramount that we have the resources that will be available in concert with the goals and missions of the institution. But when you look at athletics, there is a financial commitment if you want to be great. And we're looking at our coaching staff and what that commitment looks like. But you'll see that it's going to be in alignment with what we're comfortable with and what makes sense, right, for the level that we're at and where we want to go. And we'll just continue to take, you know, I'm not going to say baby steps, but we're going to continue to take the right steps towards making sure that the resources match the intent and match the mission of the university.
And certainly with and our very own George Plaster asked the question yesterday as well about how Eddie can lean on certain people for guidance, and certainly his former coach Jeff Fisher, I know, and Eddie answered that you know certainly he was going to lean on Jeff to when he made this decision.
Absolutely, Jeff Fisher and Eddie George, you know, when you got that warrior mentor and head coach relationship, and Eddie was a warrior for many, many, many years for the Titans. I just think through that relationship, through those battles that they had on Sundays, it's something that you really can't speak on. But it's special, man. It's dynamic, and there's a high level of trust there. And when Jeff Fisher and Eddie were talking about this, and Eddie mentioned it yesterday, he was going to him for counsel. Hey, coach, it's really weighing heavy on my heart. You know, I want to do this, but tell me what this looks like. And when Jeff Fisher, someone that's been through and through with Eddie and many different facets of his life, says, hey, you need to press the go button on that and press it now, man, you know, that meant a lot to Eddie. It really did. And obviously, you know, me having my fundraising background and being able to sell it, oh, I was selling it hard, man. But knowing that I had someone in the background, you know, and actually it was revealed yesterday, that was communicating the same things that I said to Eddie when I was trying to get him to agree to be our next head coach, on how special this job is and how awesome that it would be if Eddie George was at the helm, and you know all the exposure that would create for, you know, such an illustrious institution like Tennessee State and the HBCU, and in the space that we're in now, it just makes perfect sense. And I can't wait for Eddie to be in Canton on September the 5th against the great Grambling State University. Wow. And I'm hearing it's going to be on the NFL Network. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better setting.
Well, and can you imagine for the John Merritt Classic and homecoming, Eddie running out on the Nissan Stadium field where his jersey is retired, hanging up in the rafters or whatever you call it, and there's Eddie running out there. By the way, the Southern Heritage Classic, because of the pandemic, Dr. Allen, this will be your first one as the AD. I've done six of them as the play-by-play with TSU. There's 50,000 people that go into the game already. There's another 75,000 that just are out in the parking lot for the big party. I've already had people say, man, can you hook me up? I said, no, you go to Ticketmaster, whatever. You know, I can't hook you up. But that already with Dion and Eddie, man, just the national attention that this is bringing is a natural, but there has to be that foundation that you spoke of, and I think that's Eddie's the flash. Now, what comes next? I think that's what you're prepared for.
Absolutely. The Southern Heritage, this will be the 32nd year of that great classic, and it's really a cultural celebration. It's a lot of great festivities during that week, and, you know, just two icons, right, of the game, Eddie George and Deion Sanders, and the hype right around it. But you got two men that are great leaders in their own respective ways. And, you know, coming to, you know, a city like Memphis, Tennessee, and putting it all out there is going to be special. But when you look at Eddie's style, Eddie, you know, he's going to be that workman style, right? Just that grind, you know, and being able to give you that structure and that discipline, you know, being an Ohio State grad, and, you know, he's also got his master's, and, you know, he's been in these spaces when he was at Fort Union, you know, Academy as a high school athlete. He's been in those environments where he knows, you know, accountability structure and those things you cannot overlook. So that's what he's going to bring to our team, and that's what we're going to carry to Memphis.
Dr. Allen, congratulations on the hire. It's exciting times for Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, G. We appreciate all you do for the Tigers, and you all continue the great work. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.